Good evening. This is the Chorus Call operator. Welcome to the presentation of the first quarter results 2017 by Astaldi. I would like to remind you of the fact all participants are in listening mode, only listening mode. After the presentation, we're going to have the opportunity for a Q&A session. And now I would like to leave floor to Mrs. Alessandra Onorati, who is the person in charge with External Relations and Investor Relations from Astaldi. You have the floor. Good evening to all of you. Thank you for participating in our presentation of the results of first quarter from the Astaldi Group. I would like to leave the floor to Filippo Sinelli, who is the CEO of Astaldi, after the presentation that you should have already received by mail. We're going to have the opportunity to have a Q&A session. Please just limit the number of questions for each speaker. I would like to leave the floor to Filippo Sinelli. Thank you. Good evening to all of you. Here we are again together for the presentation of the results of the first quarter 2017. For our company, we are used, as it is a habit, to comment on the first slide where we show the pictures. This time, we wanted to devote the opening to Italian orders because we keep on repeating that Italy is going slowly. But have you seen from the results? We're starting to see some signs of improvement. So on the front page, it's a construction we are about to complete here in Rome. It's a very beautiful from an architectural viewpoint. And then on page two, we have indicated, we have shown a picture of the Toledo subway station in Naples. The picture has been chosen because after just laying out the road to find objectives, now we see the goals looming large. And from the results, we can see that we are achieving those results and goals. Just a few hints at the basic element underlying our strategy plan 2017-2021, which have been somehow something which confirmed the basic and fundamental elements of the 2016-2020 strategy plan. We base our plan on sustainable growth. So I would like to stress again the importance of refocusing our business on EPC contracts and multiple elements tenders. We added in the update of the strategy plan the focus on operation and maintenance activities, and we are focusing our activities on that. We are strengthening our presence and our focus on the low-risk areas. So the issue of de-risking the company from the framework viewpoint. I would like to mention these elements because they are fundamentally important in interpreting the results of the first quarter and in interpreting the 2017 forecast, as well as for the next few years, because this refocusing and this strengthening in the low medium-risk areas, which led to a reduction in the EBITDA and EBIT values of the company versus the previous years, because a cycle has been completed, the cycle connected to the big works in concession in Turkey, with the margins which were much higher, and the same is true for the works in Russia. And we've reached a more limited but equally meaningful and significant values. The other fundamental element, so again, we have a sustainable growth, but the new strategy plan, we also clarified higher growth versus what was provided for in the previous year, because we have strengthened the business unit, which is the operation and maintenance unit, which complement the package of activities and diversification of our company in terms of services that the company can offer customers. So design, procurement, construction and operational and maintenance, plus the financial structures when we talk about concession activities. To this, we have also added the other fundamental element, which was the operational discipline, which is just a better way to generate cash. And this was the other fundamental element, the geographical diversification, which has always been present, but as you've seen in the strategy plan, this type of element has been strengthened too, and a meaningful reduction in investments, both in concessions, but with special attention investments in terms of construction. The other main pillar is the strengthening of the financial structure. We've clearly said reducing net financial position, improving cost connected to debt. And these are the elements I wanted to mention. These are the most meaningful elements without repeating everything I said during the presentation of the strategy plan. It was necessary to make reference to these elements because we should go on page 4 and see what are the objectives that we've reached in this first quarter of 2017, what we delivered, which confirms what we had included in our plan. First of all, strong commercial performance. This was already the case in 2016. We can confirm this in the first quarter of 2017. We have acquired in the first quarter 1 billion euros new construction orders, and we've already informed the market about the orders and projects relating to Romania. So the construction backlog is approximately 10.3 billion. The other element which is of fundamental importance was the starting and consolidation of operation and maintenance activities in the first quarter. We started working on this business unit. We already started in the last few months of last year. We're now making it more concrete, and the sale of our stake in the Santiago Hospital by keeping construction, operation and maintenance are the concrete elements of what was foreseen, provided for in the plan. With the hospital in Chile, we're already starting to work with this business unit. Another fundamental element, which I had already stressed during my presentation of the plan, also following some clarifications I had been asked after presenting the plan, is the reference to the Turkish orders, the Turkish works in terms of disposal of assets in concession, which are going according to schedule. And in some cases, this is taking place even before scheduled. In some questions, I had noticed some doubts as to the Turkish situation, also in relation to the payment of the minimum guarantee for the two most meaningful orders, that is the third Bovaporos Bridge and the Getsbe-İzmir motorway. The minimum guarantee has been paid on both for both assets, which means that assets now are mature. We're ready to move on with the activities and for the disposal, the selling of our stake. The other fundamental element where we delivered is the strengthening of the financial structure, going on along the path that we have laid down, that is making the net working capital more efficient, and what has happened in the first quarter, and what has happened in the first quarter is very important. A limited increase in the net working capital is important to be related to what has happened in the past years over the same period of time. So the first quarters of the past years, the previous year, so the net working capital has increased by 114 million euros versus the end of 2016. On average, the first quarters of the past year, the increase was equal to 230 million, sometimes more, sometimes less, but on average 230 million. This has a positive impact also on controlling and limiting the net financial position. You know that construction companies are subject to seasonality. The first quarter is the one where there are financial commitments, always in terms of net working capital or in terms of money or absorption at financial levels, which is quite considerable. It goes on during the second quarter, and then it's more limited in the final part of the year. In this case, too, starting from what were the activities that the management carried out in terms of net working capital, we have a positive impact in terms of the net financial position. We went to 1.2 billion versus 1.1 billion at the end of 2016. So we have a positive effect from the activities on the net of working capital. We cashed in Chacayes, 42 million, and cashed in from the selling of the Santiago Hospital for amount equal to 10 million. And this has a positive effect on the net financial position equal to 16 million. So we're going to see in the next slides some additional information, 16 million and not 52, because part of them had already been included in the receivables. That's why we have this limited effect on the net debt, on that financial position. We have an improvement. We have an improved liquidity mix, which is connected to cash management activities carried out by the management on in terms of various projects and orders, which led. And I'm saying this very quickly. And we'll get back. So we covered the absorption due to the increase in net working capital. So we didn't increase the gross financial position, so we didn't increase the debt situation. And on top of that, we restored at 200 million the committed lines in terms of liquidity. So important activities have been carried out also in this sector. I'd like to move on to slide number 5, which is referred to the performance at this commercial performance. As you can see, the 1 billion euro new orders is split between Turkey, and where we had already provided you with some information, but then the final awarding took place and the contract had been signed on the BOT equal to 380 million euros. It's a highway, 627 million euros, which is the EPC contract for one stretch of the Istanbul underground, and we have a 15% stake. As to Romania, the three railway lots, two are equal to 776 million euros, where we have a 42% stake, and 600 million euros is the third lot, where we have a 49% stake. And for this, we have had the final awarding. We're about to sign a contract. In North America, we have received new orders between Canada and United States equal to 52 million euros in terms of infrastructures. And in Italy, we have been finally awarded and we've signed a contract with Terna for the construction of a cable line. Now, I'd like to add that in terms of these new orders and on the issue of these new orders in the second half, these are all orders which are part of the EPC contract logic. These are mostly contracts that we consider with special attention in terms of the financial structure, in terms of advanced payments and positive cash flows, not to have a negative impact on the financial position of the company. So these are separate orders. So the advanced payments of these orders will become concrete in the second half. Had we had a pro forma of these, a part of these advanced payments, we should have taken into account approximately 55 million euros to be included in the results of the first quarter in terms of net financial position. All advanced payments for the whole year should be approximately 80 million euros. I'd like also just a correction. I think I might have caused a misunderstanding. Clearly, the final awarding of the contract in Italy by Terna has not been turned into signing of the contracts. I knew that this was supposed to take place this week. So contract will be finally signed in a few days. Let's move on to slide number six, which relates to the evolution of the backlog of the company. As you can see, we started from an order backlog late 2016 equal to 19.5 billion. 9.9 were relating to constructions and 9.6 connected to concessions. The first evolution in the backlog under construction goes from 9.9 to 10.3 in terms of construction. The disposal of the stake in Chacaies leads the concessions from 9.6 to 8.9, which is a natural consequence of the disposal of assets in concession. However, if we add up the options, we can see that the overall order backlog of the company is 27.1. 13.1 is connected to constructions. 5 billion euros linked to the backlog that we have today in terms of operation and maintenance, and 9 billion are related to the assets in concession. And this to make people understand that the order backlog is quite dynamic. The opportunity to restore some options, part of these options have been now went to implement the order backlog in execution, but other options have come in. So we are the awardees of some works in Chile. We are temporary awardees or in some cases final awardees in Chile, Poland. We're still waiting for the signing of the contract for the Naples-Bari highway stretch. And then these activities will move to the backlog in execution. As to slide number seven, that's a snapshot or a focus of what we said in the introduction in terms of the Turkish assets. Clearly, with the closing of the technical administrative procedure for the payment of the minimum guarantee on the Turkish assets, these assets are mature and ready to be sold. I'm referring to the Third Bosphorus Bridge. And in order to sell the Gedser İzmir, we have to complete the work for the second stage to be, but we are starting probing the market. We already started last year, and we have an increasing interest by third parties. We're going to do that also for the Gatsby Izmir. These are activities which we are carrying out before what had been scheduled. The payment of the minimum guarantee makes us stronger also in terms of negotiations. To this, we have to say that we started the disposal activity of our stake in the Etlik Hospital with the model of the Santiago Hospital. There is a task force which is working on the Turkish assets. Therefore, the disposal activities of our stakes has started, and it is under close monitoring by the management. I'd like to shortly hint at, before moving on to the results of the first quarter, I would like to say something about Venezuela, because I suppose that all of you are interested in understanding how things are evolving. The political situation is visible to everybody. We had already said that in submitting and presenting our strategy plan. We're working together with the Italian government for the payment of our receivables. There are no particular changes compared to what we said in the drafting of the strategy plan and the 2017 presentation. It's a political issue. The people who are we have on place keep on carrying out the activities, though the sites are now stuck. Nothing new. The relationship with the embassy and the Italian government is moving according to schedule. We are moving on, and we just wanted to inform you about this, considering the news that we are receiving. We thought it was necessary to inform you about this. On page 9, we can see the results of the first quarter. The revenues reach 651 million, so versus the previous quarter is plus 3%. Seasonality in relation to this leads us back to last year, where in the first quarter we had an increase of revenues, which was limited, and then in the following quarters, second, third, and fourth quarters, has been a more consistent and considerable increase of the revenues, and this is connected to the weather conditions and the seasonality. EBITDA margin is 13.1%. The EBIT margin is 11.2%. You can see, looking at the underlying chart, both the EBITDA margin and the EBIT margin are slightly growing compared to the end-of-year results, but this is connected to the activities which we still have underway in terms of the extension of the third bridge on the Izmir and the completion of some activities that we have in Russia. But I like to repeat that these are increases which will be stabilized on the values that are included in our strategy plan, will be stabilized during this year and next year. We've mentioned them in the chart just to remember them, because targets are clear. They're clear because we have refocused our business on EPC contracts. We are strengthening our presence in foreign geographical areas with medium low risks. So the targets are the ones which had been outlined in our strategy plan. In terms of financial costs connected to the costs of guarantees and bank guarantees, the value is approximately 40 million euros, and it's perfectly in line with the previous value of the first quarter of 2016, which was approximately 39 million euros. The net result is approximately 25.1, as you can see on the slide. Let's move on to the balance sheet results. On page 10, I'd like to comment because we have all of the references here, so to see how some elements have evolved. I would like to dwell on the net working capital, which is 919 million euros versus 804.9 million euros of the end of the year. If we look at the first quarter of 2016, we had 965.3 million. Just to make you understand that the activities we carried out made it possible for the increase in net working capital to be limited versus to what has happened in the past in the same periods, so the first quarters of the previous years. On page 11, we have a very meaningful and clear slide on how on the evolution that we experienced and improvements that we had in terms of reducing the net working capital and the net financial position in this first quarter compared to the first quarters of the other years. Equally important is the net financial position, which is at 1,215 versus the 1,088. It had an increase equal to 200 million, as you know very well, how much had been increased in the previous quarters with a considerable reduction. When I talk about this, it's because behind these values, there are important managerial activities which have been carried out. The improvement in terms of cash management, the attention paid to cash flows for the orders, the acquisition of orders with multiple elements which are financially independent, autonomous versus the company can lead and leads to these results. You have to consider that the net financial position of the first quarter is not affected by the advance payment of the orders which have been acquired during this quarter. I like to stress again, had we included the pro forma of the orders which we have acquired, the net financial position would have been reduced by additional 55 million. In order to better clarify what I told you before as to the seasonality and the comparison of these values in terms of net financial positions, in terms of net working capital versus the first quarters of the previous year. We can move on page 11, slide 11. As you can see, the values in blue are the ones relating to the net working capital. The gray bars are related to the net financial position, and the comparison is always the value in the first quarter versus the value of the fourth quarter of the previous year. You can see on average in 2014, and 2016, the distance, the difference, the increase was by 31% for net working capital and net financial position by 27%. The net working capital has been higher than 30% in 2016, it reached 40%, and for the net financial position, increase has always been higher than 25%. This year, with the activities carried out and refocusing our business on the EPC contract, we've had a limitation in terms of net working capital and the net financial position versus 2016. 14% increase for net working capital and 12% increase for the net financial position. Now, we are used to give you insights as to the evolution of the net financial position. On slide number 12, we tried to provide you with additional information, which will be then included in the quarter results report. So this can be easily found and read in the report. So we started with a net debt position 1.089. The first quarter was closed at 1.15 between the EBITDA and the evaluation of the concessions, 27 million. So we have a core EBITDA. Then we have the issue of financial charges and taxes, and the part relating to the net working capital. The cash in of the assets disposal and what we had in the receivables, the deconsolidation, the additional capex and concessions and other various activities. So the addition of all of these elements led us to reach 1.215. On slide 13, but I don't think I need to comment on this further. I have already provided additional information. I would like just to focus on the strategy for the financial part. So the renegotiation project of the maturity deadlines for the debt. We have a project underway which is quite complex. I hinted at that when we presented a strategy plan. It's a project which is being worked at by a task force. We are making progress. Also, considering that our position is an optimal position, very good position, and it's a project which we will implement, being in a very strong position from a company viewpoint. As to the issue connected to the performance in terms of liquidity, I think I can repeat what I said at the beginning. We have made a considerable work in terms of special attention to the cash flow of the orders, and in this first quarter, our the gross financial position did not increase. So we worked considerably on the cash management issue. We also had improvement in terms of liquidity mix, in terms of debt lines, because we have restored the committed lines to 200 million euros. And overall, the most important thing to be stressed is that we didn't increase the gross financial position, and we absorbed the commitment of 114 million euros of the net working capital working in this respect. I would like also to mention the fact that this was one of the objectives of the plan, and it was complied with, it was respected. Generally, the year's forecast generally provided in August when we present the results after the closing of the first half. This year, after presenting the strategy plan in advance, after presenting the 2016 results, the company is ready to give you also the targets for 2017. This confirms that the management objectives are clear as well. So we have here in this slide number 14 the most meaningful data for the 2016, the targets for 2018, and the 2017 targets. I would like to stress once again, as I said, what I said during the presentation of the strategy plan, 2017 is a year of adjustment of the path that we have started. So refocusing the company on the construction business, on the EPC contract, a special attention to the independence in terms of the cash flow of the orders. So looking for orders which are meaningful from this viewpoint requires some time. 2017 is an important year because it's going to complete this refocusing path. Growth, which was expected to be 3 billion last year, 3 billion 150. So the EBITDA margin will be approximately 11%, and it's going to be 11% in 2018. EBIT margin will be between 9-10%. It's going to be 9% as from start, as per strategy plan. The net working capital is going to be approximately 800 million. The target of the strategy plan was approximately 740 million. As to the net working capital, our target in 2018 was at 20%. 2018 in 2020 was 20%, and the target of 20% is still confirmed. We are working gradually in order to reach that target. Clearly, it's 20% in terms of revenues. We have now reached slightly less than 20%, 29%. Less to the net financial position from 1.1 billion, we're going to be below 1 billion and 900 million as from as for the strategy plan. The last slide shows next steps in the next few months, always in a concrete way to show that things are being done when we promise we will. And in May, we will lay the first stone of the telescope in Chile. In June, we will open the Afragola Naples railway station. This is a very beautiful project from the architectural viewpoint. So we continue to do beautiful things in Italy when we want to. And in August, we have then the first half results presentation. I'm not hiding the fact that last minute my staff people had changed the picture for August. I had shown a beautiful island in the Bahamas with the parasol, and we changed it last minute. But the objective for us is also to take some vacation, to have some rest. We don't have additional information to be added. I thank you for your attention, and we are ready for the Q&A session. So I would like to remind you of what Mrs. Onorati told you, and the floor is to you. Now, chorus call operator, we're going to start the Q&A session. First question is from Giuseppe Mapelli by Equita. Good evening. I have two questions. The first one relating to guidance 2017. Can you give us an idea of the core EBIT? This guidance includes the contribution of concessions. So can you give us the contribution for 2017 or the core EBIT margin? And the second question relates to Chacayes. I was expecting to see capital gains, which has not been indicated in the first quarter. Can you give us an idea of the capital gains for Chacayes? No. Now, the core EBIT for 2017 is basically in line with that of 2016, so it's going to be 7.5%-7.6%. As to Chacayes, the capital gain is equal to 16 million euros. 9 has been indicated in the first quarter, and the rest will be written or indicated in the second quarter. As at what level 9 million have been included? I read the press communique quickly. It's indicated in other revenues, so in the EBITDA, you have 9 million of this to be taken into account. Yes, thank you. Next question by Marina Lolland from Panin Capital. You have the floor.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my question. Just two quick ones for me. I was wondering if you could explain the increase in other liabilities. I can see that you have some 90 million increase from year-end last year. And I was just wondering if that has anything to do with your improvement in working capital, given you still have a build in receivables of 60 million, and also on the payable side, you have a reduction. So I'm just trying to sort of understand the mechanics of the working capital and whether or not there is a genuine and real improvement there. And then the second question goes towards the committed lines. I was just wondering, is that the RCF or is that something different? And yeah, those are the only questions for me. Thank you.
Just a few seconds, we are preparing for the answer. As to committed lines, 200 million is 160 relating to RCF, and 40 is related to the other lines. As to the net working capital, I like to take 1 minute because I'm trying to try and work out a more comprehensive reply.
Okay, no problem. Thanks.
Clearly, as to the issues connected to increase, other liabilities must be strictly seen related to the works in progress. So we have to see this value in a global way. So they have not been substantially changed.
That's all?
Do you need additional details? If you, we would like to give
All right.
If you need additional clarifications, we can have them sent to you by the investor relator, through the investor relator.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the answers. Thanks.
Next question by Manu Nair from Reorg Research.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for taking my questions. Just two questions, really. First one is, how much of your RCF is currently drawn, and is that RCF unsecured? As the first question. And the second question is, the new 200 million facility that you referred to in the presentation, is that secured or unsecured, and what is the maturity on that? Thank you. Hello?
Just 1 second. They are working out the answer. They will get back to you straight
sure.
away.
Sure. Thank you.
Hi. Just to go quicker on the answers. So for the RCF, to be clear, it's drawn for €340 million euros, and it's undrawn for €160 million euros. All our lines are unsecured, or our committed lines. Anyway, our banking facilities are unsecured. The maturity is 2019.
So just to confirm, it's basically an extension of the existing RCF. You've basically added on €160 million. Is that fair to say?
No, we're not talking about extension. We're talking about the restore of the undrawn part of the RCF.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Next question. By Jason Lake from Deutsche Bank.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my question. I was wondering about the any changes in some of the projects, because I do see from Q1 of last year to Q1 of this year, the contract work in progress is up about $250 million, and then the payables to suppliers has also increased a meaningful amount, about $150 million, and perhaps those go together. But I'm wondering, has there been any specific reason for those two to increase? Change in project mix, or geography of projects, or type of customer?
Just 1 second.
Okay, thank you.
It's clear that the policy adopted by the company in these contracts, the EPC contract, is to work with the people we work with as if they were partners. So our downstream contracts are generally back to back, and they are contracts which related to the contract amount have the same milestones. So it's a management issue that we have with those awarding the contract, and they experience the situation of contracts and cash flows and payments as we experience it. And this is the approach that we are holding since we have refocused our activity on this business. So it's a policy that we are implementing.
Okay, so the policy to work more as partners with with your customers results in perhaps increased amounts of work in progress. It's a part of the change in the strategy that you've talked about recently and on the Investor Day. Is that a fair way to describe it?
Can you better clarify your question, please? Your description,
so,
can you?
Yeah, sure. So I'm looking at the Q1 balance sheet, and the amount of contract work in progress has increased year on year. And additionally, the payables to suppliers has increased year on year. So I was wondering if there's a specific reason why both of those have increased. And so is it some change in strategy or change in customer mix or something like that? Because when I look at that as a percentage of revenue, as an example, they look to have increased. And I'm just trying to understand if there's a specific reason why.
clear that, as you said, there is a mix of situations. First of all, these are amounts which increase also because we have an increase in terms of the revenues of the company. So the higher the turnover of the company, the higher these values. So they are a consequence of the growth of the company. So there is no specific reason. And this adds on to what I said before. We have changed the approach to our customers. These are customers who are kind of experiencing the project with us more as partners. So they experience the contract back-to-back to what we have. So this is both bound, but it's quite regular. If the turnover, if the revenues increase, if the number of works increase, clearly we have an increase in these values as well. And we also have to combine the new policy towards our customers. I hope I answered your question.
Okay, that's helpful. Thank you.
Next question by Alessandra Poggi from Banca Aleppi. Good evening to all of you. My question relates to what has been said on the one-off of the Chacaia sale, which was included in the bid, in the revenues and then in the operating results, EBITDA and EBIT. It's approximately 10% of the EBIT, 9 million the EBITDA for the first quarter. We'd like to know whether in the guidance, apart from the 16 million of capital gains that you mentioned for Chacayas, which will be written in the accounts, so additional 7 million will be included during the year. Are there other capital gains which are foreseen in the 10-11% target that you just indicated in your presentation? That's all. Thank you. It's clear that in the 2017 targets, we did not include additional, we did not foresee additional capital gains, but 10-11% includes the 16 million. Yes. Compared to what we said on Chacayas. Clearly, we expect them to be there, but they are not included in these objectives, in these targets. Thank you. Next question by Alessandro Tortora from Mediobanca. Good evening. I have two questions. The first is connected to this issue of the capital gain. I'd like to understand the reason why they are considered at operating level the sales of concessions. They are not found under the EBIT line. The second question is on your indication in terms of net debt by the end of the year. I would like to understand whether within this indication are you already including the assets which you're going to sell and the forecast in this year, net of the financial charges. As to this question, which is slightly more detailed, I would like to leave the floor to Margo Gaucci on the issue of the capital gains. The answer as under the principles is part of the typical activities, to the point that the equity valuation of concessions stakes is under the typical area. So results coming from the disposal, but this is for us a business line. A concession activity is for us is a kind of engine for the acquisition of construction orders, and then with the disposal we gain back financial resources so that we can have the value back that the company has paid in financing, building, and selling debt. And so we show the EBITDA coming from the industrial activity by stressing the assets in concession components. But now this has become a typical activity of Astaldi Group. It's no longer a one-off activity as it was the case in the past. As to the net financial position, we've already said that we didn't foresee in the 2017 targets additional capital gains from the asset disposal, though we are confident that we can have them. We have some cash in from disposal, so the issue of the M5 and the hospitals in Tuscany, which was part of the target of the asset disposal plan. So we are confident that over 2017 we are going to cash in the money from these two sales or disposals. I apologize if I can ask. The reason why the capital gain from Trakai is 16 million instead of 9, because I remembered properly doing the calculations, 9 million were the ones which were calculated. Can you help us with this? The capital gain, the overall capital gain is 16 billion. It's made up of two components, a capital gain which stems from selling the stake plus the accounting closing of the vehicle which had invested in that stake, which will take in this, they take place in this first quarter. So we are going to have the additional capital gain, which will be complemented to 16 million, so other 6 or 7 million. So technically it's the addition of two components which have two different accounting moments. Whether it was a special purpose vehicle, so it's just one single operation, but from accounting viewpoint, it is indicated in two separate moments. Thank you. For additional questions, you can dial *1 on your phone. Engineer Sinelis, for the time being, we have Andrea Balloni from Fidentiis. Good evening to all of you. I apologize. Maybe you already answered my question. I missed a part of the presentation. I was wondering what is your exposure at the end of the first quarter towards Venezuela, both in terms of receivables, overall receivables, not only those in the currency receivables, and in terms of net asset. Thank you. In Venezuela, we confirm what we said in the previous conference calls, apart from the issue that works have been stopped. We do not have asset investments, and certified receivables are equal to 250 million euros, approximately. Thank you. Next question is by Bruno Permuti from Banca IMI. Good evening. I'd like to have an idea or indication of what you are expecting in terms of contribution from the joint venture. I would like to understand whether 70 million, which I seemed to understand from your guidance for the core and non-core EBIT, would imply approximately 70 million from joint venture. So we'd like to understand whether this can be the correct evaluation, which would also imply a reduction in the contribution for the next quarters. So I'd like to understand the logic. And as to concessions, during the presentation, you hinted at speeding up in the preparation activities for disposing of the Turkish assets. I'd like to understand whether something has changed on the market in the past few months, or whether your deadline is still 2018-2019 for these sales, for the sale of these assets. As to the 2017 targets in terms of contribution by joint ventures, I would like to mention the fact that the figure is basically slightly lower than past year. It was approximately 87 million. As to Turkey, it is clear that we are considering also the political aspects of the situation. I'm going to repeat things that we have already said. We've been working in Turkey for approximately 30 years. We've seen history repeat itself, and the present stability is something that we were confident about, and we knew that we would continue to carry out our activities without any problem. The payment, and that's a concrete element, apart from the political, local political aspect and the government stability, the concrete results are the payment and the completion of the administrative procedures of the payment of the minimum guarantee, which confirms that the asset is ready to be sold. As of last year, we already had contact. Some interest had already been shown by the companies, funds or non-funds. But what was missing was the final element, which was that of cashing in the minimum guarantee. This has taken place. The interest is becoming stronger and stronger. That's why we said that we are much more confident, and we started these activities a much tighter exchange and of views and meetings, hoping that we will continue in line with the program after the referendum, which was causing some standby attitude by those interested. Now they have resumed their cooperation with us, and this is visible also in terms of ETLIC. Thank you. Next question is a follow-up by Giuseppe Mapelli from Equita. Good evening. I would like to go back to the issue of core EBIT, because you provided with a core EBIT indication to 7.5% of the top part of the range, if I'm not mistaken. If you have 2.5 points effect connected to concessions, the core EBIT is supposed to be between 6.5 and between 7.5, correct? Thank you. I'm going to answer the question more in the higher part of the range. When Engineer Sinellis spoke of foreseeing the contribution of equity valuation for 2017, which is approximately similar to that of the value of last year, the value which we included in the guideline is quite lower than this value. So the EBIT, the core EBIT should be approximately in line with what it was last year, 7.5%. Thank you. We have no more questions. Fine. I would like to thank you all for your attention to my presentation. We hope we have answered in a comprehensive way all of your questions. For any additional need in terms of clarifications, explanations on the quarter results or our presentation, you can ask our investor relator, and Sandra Martin will reply to you. Thank you, and I hope you have successful work. Thank you.